A 10-member team of experts is in Ghana to review the country's readiness to acquire a nuclear power plant. Ghana is in the first of the three phases of the milestones mandated by the International Atomic Agency for countries acquiring a nuclear power plant. The Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, Professor Benjamin Nyako, at the first day of the review process, urged participants to totally commit themselves to the program in order not to fail Ghanaians. This is the second attempt being made to acquire a nuclear power plant to fulfill the vision of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Joyce Jechi reports.
The first president of the country, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, knew that cheaper, reliable and sustainable energy is the only way to prepare the country for industrialization, hence the construction of a nuclear reactor at Kwabena in Accra. Since it was aborted, the country has been dependent on Akosombo Dam for power for decades. For the past 20 years, there has been intermittent energy crisis. Professor Ejiebekri Committee was set up in 2007 to advise the then government of potential use of nuclear energy for electricity in the country. Since then, a number of decisions have been made leading to the setting up of a Presidential Committee of Nuclear Power Development, ratifying of international conventions and instruments, and the establishment of the Nuclear Regulatory Authority. Ghana is through with the phase one, as the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA team, is in the country to review the country's preparedness. Dohi Han was head of the IAEA team in the country.
The mission that starts today will provide a review of the 19 infrastructure issues of the agency's milestones approach. The in-year mission team will make recommendations and identify challenges you may wish to address before making a knowledgeable decision about the introduction of nuclear power for electricity generation. The IAEA has assembled a team of highly experienced experts, and they have also prepared extensively. This in-year mission is truly a collaborative process.
The Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, Professor Benjamin Nyako, acknowledged the task ahead of the country in acquiring a nuclear reactor.
We are aware of the tremendous effort required and the large investment cost and human capacity building needed for the programs. Implementation. We are encouraged by the vision of our first president, the support the government is giving us, the enthusiasm of our stakeholders, the prospective jobs that the nuclear power will create, and the contribution the program will make to the reduction of the country's greenhouse emissions.
The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, said the absence of a long-term development plan is a factor in the knee-jerk approach in addressing the energy issues.
The history of our future, set into our own terms and pursue them with a clarity of vision that we have not known since the heady days of Kwame Nkrumah. It wouldn't be easy, but what others have done, we can do. This means that all options, including nuclear energy, must be considered. With population levels rising, even as their growth rates slow down, the share of hydropower has steadily declined and will continue to do so into the foreseeable future.
He said, besides assurances of safety, nuclear power is also environmentally friendly.